Ellen DeGeneres calls for boycott of Brunei over anti-gay Sharia law. By Justin Caruso on April 4, 2019. Daytime TV host Ellen DeGeneres called for a boycott of hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei in a social media post this week. Following the nation passing new Sharia laws punishing homosexuality by death. Tomorrow, the country of Brunei will start stoning gay people to death. We need to do something now, Ellen DeGeneres said. Please boycott these hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei. Raise your voices now. Spread the word. Rise up. Brunei, an Islamic monarchy in Southeast Asia, instituted new Sharia rules this week that allow the death penalty for gay sex and/or adultery. The establishment's DeGeneres is calling to boycott include swanky hotels in Los Angeles, London, and Paris. The Ellen Show host is joining George Clooney in attempting to boycott the Muslim nation. Clooney called for a boycott of companies from Brunei last week, saying, "Every single time we stay at or take meetings at or dine at any of these 9 hotels, we are putting money directly into the pockets of men who choose to stone and whip to death their own citizens for being gay or accused of adultery. I've learned over years of dealing with murderous regimes that you can't shame them. But you can shame the banks, the financiers and the institutions that do business with them and choose to look the other way, the ill brother, where art thou?" actor said. Singer Elton John, who is openly gay, commended Clooney and joined the boycott. "I commend my friend, George Clooney, for taking a stand against the anti-gay discrimination and bigotry taking place in the nation of Brunei, a place where gay people are brutalized, or worse, by boycotting the Sultan's hotels," the Rocket Man singer said. Australian activists are also attempting to punish Brunei by banning their national air carrier from their skies.